and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Entitled The Final Grace. And I've come to realize that this series is a series, if you will allow it to, will get to the root of situations. You know, sometimes saints are content with just picking the fruit from the tree, but how many of the fruit grows back? Whether for good, whether it's good fruit or bad fruit. But when you get to the root, the tree dies. Jesus cursed the fig tree to the root. It dried up at the root so it could bear no more fruit. There's an interesting portion of scripture, and you've heard me teach on it, but I want to remind you of it tonight, concerning Elijah. When he was fighting for the soul of the nation of Israel. And he went to King Ahab, and he said, Ahab asked him where he was coming from, because Elijah had spoken of famine. He said, it shall not rain at my word. And for 3.5 years it didn't rain. And so Israel was in a terrible famine. And you read the story of it, it gets very graphic. They were selling heads of donkeys. They were eating pigeons' dung. Ultimately, it got to where they were eating their children. It had gotten so bad. But God was after the nation. And because of the wickedness of the leaders in the nation, the famine had come. When Elijah was confronted with Ahab, he had to run and hide. The Lord said, go to the brook Cherith. There I've commanded ravens to feed you. And we know that portion of scripture. Ravens fed him for a season. And then the brook dried. And the Lord said, go to Zarephath. Zidon. I have a woman there, a widow woman, who I have commanded to sustain you. Now, Zarephath or Zidon, understand, was where Jezebel's father came from. Okay, now, this is why she was, the witchcrafts that were over the nation were due to her witchcraft. Ahab, you know, if there's going to be a Jezebel, there has to be an Ahab. Ahab had no spine. As a matter of fact, when he wanted Naboth's vineyard, he went into his chambers and was crying. Jezebel said, what you doing? What you crying about? Naboth won't give me his vineyard. So she devised a plan and had him killed and gave him the vineyard. But I want you to see this, because it was Zarephath, Zidon. Do some research on it. That's where her father originated. That's where he received all his spiritual influence or witchcrafts. So it's interesting that Elijah was sent there. He was confronting Israel, but God said, no, I don't want you to fight this battle. I want you to go to the brook. He allowed the brook to dry up, and then he sent him to Zarephath or Zidon. And there he met a woman at the gate gathering sticks, had a handful of meal, was going to bake a cake for her and her son, and they were going to eat it and die. So what was governing in the atmosphere and in the spirit dimension was death and poverty. She said, my son and I will eat and die. And you know, her son died. Remember the story? Her son died. But Elijah was sent there to the root, to the place of beginnings. Understand this. As we move forward as a church, and as the church truly comes into a stature, we will uncover ancient spirits. What I mean by that? Spirits that have been around a long time, that have been embedded. And the church carries the authority to subdue them, to displace them. Amen? So he's there. Famine and death is prevalent. He says, bake me a cake first. In other words, he reveals the plan for the miracle, and she's obedient, bakes the cake, and gives it to Elijah first, and her house, all her relatives that came under her roof, they ate for a good 9 months to a year on just that little bit that she had. It didn't stop until the famine was over. But her son died in the process. And Elijah raised her son from the dead. Okay, now he was sent there to do that. Just tell somebody it was at the root. It's interesting because when he did that there, something happened in the spirit dimension. It seemed like it may have had nothing to do with what was going on in Jezreel, but it had everything to do with it. Because now God sent him after those 9 months back to Jezreel to confront Ahab again and to confront not only Ahab, but he said, gather all the prophets of Baal and all the prophets of Asherah, gather them together and we're going to have us a contest. We're going to call on God, and whosoever God answers by fire, his God shall be God. And Israel, all of Israel consented. And so Elijah said, y'all go first. 400 prophets of Baal, 450 prophets of Asherah. Now understand something. These were wizards. These were warlocks. These were those like Jannes and Jambres that when Moses confronted them when he threw his rod down, it became a snake. They threw their rods down. Their rods became snakes. But I want you to notice something. They called on their gods all day long. All day long. Not for 20 minutes. Not for an hour. Not for a service. They called on their gods all day long and wasn't a peep. The reason being is in Zarephath, Elijah unplugged their power. He went to the root. Read the story well because you'll see it. Why in God's wisdom he sent him there and then brought him back. He could have had him fight another way, but he said, no, I'm going to have you cut off this power. And so I'm minded of that type of anointing in this message, the final grace. Because by the time we leave the troposphere and we are in the exosphere, some stuff is going to be cut off at the root. If you'll receive it. I hope everybody brought their seatbelts. Because this is not a bless me message. It's a bless me message, but you know, it's one of them bless me messages that'll bless you and mess you up. Amen? How many remember cod liver oil? Castor oil. Y'all remember that? That was the nastiest stuff in the world. But But I declare, if you took it one night, come morning time, you was all right. It was so nasty, though. But let's dig into the word. Tonight, we're going to talk about what I've entitled, Shake Thyself from the Dust, or Shake Off the Dust. Now, we started looking at what our mandate is as the church. And we looked at the executive order is that of subduing. That's in your DNA. In you is a fighter. Now, the devil wants you to get into the wrong fights. Fights that only mess you up and vex you and make the heavens brass over your head. But in you is a fighter. In you is the will to have dominion and subdue not other people, but every circumstance. As the word declares, we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed when I sit down and I'm blessed when I rise up. Amen? How many know that? That's your portion. So there are times that we have to subdue things that are in our path or that are in our way or that are trying to oppress our life. All right, so the mandate, number one, is to impact the atmospheres. And we talked about what atmospheres are. Number two is to impact people and communities. You'll find sometimes the more that you love and serve people, not all the time and not always, but sometimes the less you are appreciated. Somebody say amen for real. Amen. That's how it was with Jesus. And even Paul made that statement. You know, the more he loved, it seemed like the less he was loved. I mean, sometimes that's a trial of your faith to see if you're going to do it as long as you are receiving something in return or you are doing it as unto the Lord because it's who you've become. Amen? What's quiet, amen? Is that not? I shouldn't have said buckle the seatbelt, sir. Number three was to proclaim and prophesy God's word without fear. Proclaim and prophesy the word without fear. Number four, we're to become a house of prayer and stand in the gap for nations. Number five, we understand that God's going to commit to us exceptional resources. Number six, God is going to raise strong leaders. And number seven, the church will ultimately heed the call to the nations. All right? Now understand something. The atmosphere, every atmosphere is full of pressure. Every atmosphere is full of pressure. Our mandate, our assignment is to impact the atmosphere over our cities. Thank you for the amen over there. Not just have church as usual. Amen? So it means taking on something more than just attending a church service. It means you are mandated to carry something everywhere you go. Everywhere the sole of your feet tread. We are to break demonic strongholds. I said, that's our mandate.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30.